Let's roll on it. What's happening, people? Welcome to the Gender Bander podcast. It's the 6th of September. Like, anyone gives a shit? I know why it was so loud. I had my own microphone turned up real high. Just before we started recording, Al said death before decaf. You know, if you had a heart problem, you'd be going, well, actually, it's just caffeinated. Or death with.
Yeah.
Death. Avoiding death with decaf would be the thing. Do you see that a lot?
Yeah, it's such a hip trend, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's why hipsters drink such disgusting coffee too, because do they not like roast it less and then it's all fruity and stinking, but yeah. The caffeine is higher? Is that not true? They don't burn it as much, so the caffeine's more?
I'm not too sure.
Well, you should know that.
I know, I should know that.
You should know that. I thought that was the deal, like light roasts and all that shit. To keep all the caffeine in. Welcome back to Colin Dishes Out Lessons on Coffee. Here we are. Let's Lavazza's decaf. You ready?
Gravy.
I wish it was gravy.
Oh dear.
Dishwater. It actually just tastes kind of like chemicals. It tastes a lot like one of those little pod machines.
Is that?
Anyway, great listening. Welcome back to the General Banter Podcast.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Here we are, live on a fucking... What day is it? Monday morning? We have activated Operation Regularness. That needs a better ring to it. Operation... What are we calling it?
Schedule.
Operation treat it like a regular job, you fucking fat lazy bitch. Our new recording days are Monday, Tuesday. Recording on Monday, this will go out on a Tuesday, and we record again tomorrow, and that'll go out on a Thursday or Friday. What do you think?
Maybe Thursday.
Keep it in the work week, you know. People like to listen to things when they're out and about. That's what we're doing, because I've been enjoying too much freedom in my life. You know, we'll record Wednesday, only joking, we'll not call you in last minute, record a podcast. Oh, we've lost it. Oh, it's not going up. You know what I mean? So we're recording Monday, Tuesday to secure that for the week. And that's just our baseline podcasting.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
It'll be out.
It'll be out like a motherfucker.
On the public.
At 7 a.m. in the morning. You might get it on the you might get it on the Patreon the evening before, but it will go out on the... that's the regular upload. And then the Patreon exclusive will go out Thursday morning. On the regular, boring as shit, nothing fancy, no summer slams, none of that shit. It'll just be like regular as toast. Every fucking, that's not a saying, but I made it up.
Yeah.
Regular as toast every Tuesday and Thursday. And that'll be on the Patreon, where we promise to turn our phones off and stuff like that. No, never.
Keep them on.
Keep it real, man. So we're launching Operation Schedule, and that's the name of it. Shout out to our sponsors as usual, manscaped.com. Use the code GenBant1 to get 20% off the number one men's scrot shaver, not women's scrot shaver, men's scrot shaver. And now we're entering into a different sort of time of the year where the promotion of that's going to be different. I dare say the promotion from now on will be get a loved one, you know, a Manscaped product for Christmas. You know, walk up to your father, your own biological father, with a like a lawnmower 4.0 and hand it to him and be like, thank me later. Thank me later, big lad, when you shave that bag and dick and walk into our biological mother and be like I do ye. And she'll be like, thank you, Merry Christmas. Shout out to manscaped.com, use code GenBant1. And then of course Beer52, who, I mean, we can't get rid of. No matter what we do, they're still here. Shout out to Beer52, bringing you that free box of beer for the first month. If you use the code BANTER, you pay for the postage, they send you out a box of strange and exotic IPAs from all over the globe. Raspberry stouts. Things like that. I dare say, as they move into the winter, they'll be getting real dark and fruity. You know, it'll be like, here's a fucking turkey and ham double IPA. What's a double IPA?
They use twice the amount of ingredients, but make the same amount of liquid.
Is that the real cloudy ones that you get?
The
ones that look super dense and weird.
So they're like twice the percentage. And you can get a tipper, which is triple IPA.
Fuck me.
I learned all this from Jordan.
Yeah.
Because he works in Boundary now.
I mean, what sort of knob thrust walks up and goes, can I get a pint of tipper? And they're, or like you ask for it in a really regular bar. Do you have any tippers in here? And they're like, let me tell you something, dickhead. It's warm Carlsberg or go fuck your mother.
Exactly.
You know? So get your tip. They'll have tippers, dippers, and ippers in there. And they'll all be Christmas flavored. There's stuffing. Stuffing stout. There's a cranberry IPA. There's pigs and blankets. Stout again, two stouts. I mean, I'm trying to think of different types of beer, and they've got an absolutely delicious gravy lager.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a killer. And that's at beer52.com. Use the code BANTER. Get the first box for free. Just pay for the postage. And then for the rest of the month, they just send you out fucking class beers. Ads out of the way. We fucking got there. The guy, by the way, someone asked me on the last thing how many podcasts I have. And I should. I mean, is our screen not plugged in?
I'll get it.
Get it. Fuck. We don't need this bit particularly, but someone asked me, professional, thank you. Get by. Audio boom. I'm going to check how many podcasts we're on because we should do something special. Okay, we're... yeah, we might have missed the landmark. Of 500 episodes.
Oh, shit.
And we missed it 13 episodes ago. Fuck.
Damn.
What could we have done for our 500th episode? Fuck's sake. Who knows?
500 shots.
Of alcohol? Kill myself? But yeah, 513. Bollocks. So we're going to have to keep going to 600. And even 600 is a crap sort of thing, isn't it?
600.
So anyway, we're on 530. Oh man, what a boner killer. I thought we were going to be able to do some sort of fucking celebration there. And now we're just on 513. Is that a lot?
Yeah.
But that's not even all of them. That's probably since... That might be since... I don't know when that switchover would have been. Excuse me, there would have been a lot more before that, but we've absolutely missed that. Maybe we do a viewer poll just to be like, how many episodes, like what's a silly number that you could celebrate? You know, everyone's like, oh, we've done our 100th episode, we've done our 200th episode. I'll be like, guys, join me at the Telegraph building for a one-off live podcast celebrating our 521th. Not first, 21th. 521th podcast for no reason at all.
Yeah, 520.
Join us at the Telegraph building. We'll be shooting dead seagulls out of the roof to celebrate. Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's weird. 513. Man, we missed the trick there, didn't we? Anyway, we're very excited in the studio this morning because we got the delivery of this new table. You might have noticed. Shout out to our boys at Industrial by Design. Get them on Instagram. What do you think of this table?
Love it.
No rocking about in this bitch.
Unreal.
You know, on the last one, if you had the likes of me and Mickey or me and Aaron, or you know, it was like a seesaw. It was like that bit in Partridge when he keeps moving stuff around the table. He's like, Arr! You know, cups of coffee sliding off it and everything. But now we've got some, the bottom of it's made out of fucking, what is that, iron? Steel? Steel pipe?
Yeah, raw steel.
Raw steel pipe.
That's insane.
And then the top is like, and it's got big old metal bracket. I can feel it underneath. Solid as a rock. The top of it's thick. You know, I could probably stand on that. It's not going to rock anywhere. So we got that rich mahogany type style. And got it delivered on a Sunday. The boys that delivered it were hungover as fuck, which is great. On a Sunday, because they were just like, take that fucking table, I'm away. I was like, oh, guys, I had a fucking sandwich platter laid out for you. And they're like, nah, fucking take it. take a fucking table. What are you? Fuck off. Just don't ever make me make a table again for fuck. But some job, innit?
Class.
I feel like the acoustics have changed slightly. I feel like they're crisper.
Maybe that glossy top.
Although one of the faults you did point out was that the dust shows up on it now. But at least the dust wipes off it, because the last one had a sort of matte finish, and the amount of soy sauce and coffee that was seeped into that bad boy. It was like a fucking, bench at a sushi restaurant.
It was.
Covered in shit. Wasabi. Chewing gum under it. We're just going to repurpose that, I think, and possibly build a second set for another podcast. But strangely enough, whenever I was delivering, or whenever I was coming to the office yesterday, Paddy McDonald pulled in front of me because he was going to the dump. And I flashed him, you know, and obviously he's like, who the fuck's following me? Who the fuck's following me in an estate car? The cops. And he was very, very sneaky. And he's been to the office, you know what I mean? He built this very box that we're in. And he's driving along, looking in the mirror, probably thinking like, who the fuck could this be? Am I going to have to get out and fight this cunt? And then I messaged him being like, that was me behind you. And he's like, oh, right. I was about to get the boys around here with a bunch of machetes. So anyway, he called around to the office and just told me all his business. They have a podcast called Mud Blood. And he said their listeners were dying to get me on it. I said, not in a fucking million years. Are you joking me? Not really. I was like, yeah, I'll be on your podcast in my office if you want.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Will you do our podcast? I'm like, yeah, but just sit here and film it all here. I'm not going to someone's shed in fucking East Belfast here. I don't know where they film it. His house or Willie's house? It's hard. Fuck, that is disgusting. You know, chatting away to him, just he's been introduced to the new world of podcasting and internet feedback, which is new to him. You know, he's like, I don't fucking do this. He's like, I don't do this shit. I'm a fucking joiner and then I do podcasting for the crack. But, you know, you miss it by a day and people are right up your ass. Where's this podcast on? I'm like, Paddy, welcome. Truth Bomb, welcome to the business. Been putting up with that all week. You know, we're in a transitional period with the Patreon stuff. And, you know, I've been receiving a lot of that. People just going like, oh, he puts all his Patreon stuff up for free. Not all of it. Some of it, because no one watched it. So I put it public and that's basically what happened. I'm taking a huff. I'm in a huff now. That's it. No, but the problem with podcasting is if you want to change how you do things, you still have to be podcasting, if that makes sense.
Yes.
It does make sense. You know what I mean? Like you can't sort of be like, right, we think this is, I think we're doing this wrong. I think we're not doing it in the most efficient way. You can't then go, with the likes of Patreon, you can't go, right, well, I'm going to take fucking 6 weeks off here. If you could still keep paying for the podcast, guys, thanks. You know, you have to keep it going. So probably has been a couple of bit hit and miss here and there, but this is the week. This is where it starts to get more regular and we change it up, you know?
Yeah. We've been very busy, I'd say.
I would say so too, because you're just
very busy.
Just getting used to like the world of podcasting and being almost used to being in a lockdown. Then the world opens back up and there's this fucking feeding frenzy with promoters, venues and everything, and they're like, we want to start gigging again. You're like, right, okay. And then you end up fucking doing a million gigs and then you forgot how to manage that time.
Yeah,
you know, so like it is, I mean, even physically to get here to record is a nightmare sometimes, especially in the last while, because I know people will be on the Patreon just being like, oh, what are you doing? Just get complaining about not being able to podcast. 100%. But yeah, you know, when you're fucking going from like London to Galway to here and driving for 4 hours and all that shit, you're like, yeah, believe it or not, it was quite hard to squeeze in a podcast. Now, do we have an absolute fire vlog about to go up? Yes.
Yes.
Shout out to Niall. He's over there.
Good fun.
Did you enjoy that one?
Very fun.
He went, you'll see when we put it up, it's pure fucking Tarantino. It's all like, here's what happened. sort of, and then take it back a minute. Let's act that out in real time.
All over the show.
All over the show.
But it makes sense.
It does make sense. It's great. I did have to edit a bit out, which was just the registration of my car. And I tried to blur it, and then it was just like, I could probably just skip a couple of seconds there.
Yeah.
So I just cut it straight out.
Boom.
So, you know, I'm the fucking record producer that comes in after on your perfect bit of work. And I'm like, what if that hi-hat was just like louder?
Ruben.
Yeah. Dick Ruben. Just fucking...
Sitting there with a wee mic on the bed.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm just got no shoes on ever. I'd love to be like that. You know, just like, you know, there's always old stories about like Rodney Dangerfield, like because he owned Dangerfield's comedy club. And they were like, what was he like? No, they were like, it was like his house. He just walked around with like a dressing gown on with his cock and balls out. Like he'd sit down with his legs apart. You would just totally see his whole dick and nuts. That'd be cool. Like in years to come, people ask you like, what was he like? Yeah, he just walked around like basically like silken pajamas with the buttons open.
Yeah.
It was the only way he could get in the zone. At the end, he was just podcasting from the toilet.
Yeah.
We just moved all the light rig and the microphones into the toilet.
And built around him.
He was just, yeah. It's where he spent most of his time. It's where he felt the most natural. He was a toilet genius.
Rightly so.
Where are you most? People are always like, get vulnerable. Where are you most vulnerable? When my anus is agape. And I'm chatting away. But yeah. Have you noticed that... how this office goes from like it's sunny weather and it's hot to oh it's winter now.
Yes.
You know, and you just come in and you're like, oh, this is gross. The drive in is stinking. It's winter now. It's full winter.
It is.
And I blame Maureen's sisters for getting married this summer for basically wasting my summer.
Hectic. At least they done it in the same one.
The same summer. Two great weekends there.
Yeah.
Lost to weddings.
Yeah.
I could have been sitting in my back garden drinking beer in my silken pajamas.
Yeah.
With my tiny microphone and my nuts out, and instead I'm in a suit chasing a baby around, being like, "Congrats! You stole 2 weekends. You owe me 2 weekends, and now it's winter now."
Yeah. And all the build-up.
All the build-up, yeah. Building fucking tents and whatnot. Jesus Christ. Get my... Do you know what? You want your wedding to be really exciting? Do it in January. When it's fucking Depression City.
Yeah.
Is that a good idea or no?
Yeah.
Don't waste someone's summer. Have something to look forward to. Guys, we're getting married. Brilliant. Do you know in January when it's cack? That's when we're going to do it. When no one has any money, we're gonna ask for more money for our wedding things. I'm only joking, of course. But like, I feel like the summer's been and gone very quickly. I don't know whether, I think that might just be like a lockdown, post-lockdown pandemic fucking weirdness where you just get used to burying your head in the sand and just let the days go by. I mean, that's profound, isn't it? That's the deepest thing I've ever said on here. But yeah, you just, you know, I was joking the other day, those memes where it's like January, blink, September. But even like, when I remember talking about the whole pandemic thing and I went to say something, was like a year, but and then I was like, no, wait a minute. It's been more than that. How long is it now? It'll be fucking closer to 2 years soon.
Yeah.
Fuck. Grim. No wonder I look old. People keep asking me, are these SSE shows happening? And apparently the story is they're waiting on this big announcement from our girl Michelle there. And ironically enough, she got COVID.
Oh no.
And she was sick.
Oh dear.
And they're like, well, we're going to have to wait now on this announcement.
Was she jabbed?
Don't know. It's always the question now, isn't it?
It is the question.
Were you jabbed? There's enough little stories coming through now that I hear. And, you know, obviously, like, how many of those fucking anti-vaxxer type videos do you watch where it's like, you know, so you want me to take the vaccine to make you safe even though I can still get it and I can still transfer it anyway? You know, it's like, you know, all those... There was a girl that did a funny one that just went on a loop. It's quite clever, actually, but the argument just perfectly, seamlessly rolled on a fucking loop.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, you have a point, but there's no doubt that it, that, like, on a larger scale, sort of contains the damage. Does it not?
Yeah, I think, like...
Do you know what I mean? Like, on a larger scale, it's like... Of course you can find someone who got jabbed and then got it again, but it's like, on a larger scale, they're still getting all the people in hospital, and they're like, oh yeah, 80% of them aren't fucking vaccinated.
Well, that's the thing with vaccines, is that because there is a vaccine, the virus will grow stronger.
Yeah.
So it's even more dangerous for people who aren't vaccinated.
Vaccined?
Vaccines. Vaccinated.
Whatever, whatever amazing point you're going to make, or anyone's going to make when you say vaccinated.
I was thinking of too many things, sir.
Vaccinated.
Apart from the worst.
So what did you say there?
The virus gets stronger.
Yeah.
Because it's built, you know.
Which would mean it's probably... going to be most effective if absolutely fucking everyone gets it.
Well, that's the only way it would,
but like,
eradicate coronavirus.
Yeah, if everybody got it quickly.
Yeah, if people don't, it'll
evolve.
It'll evolve. And it'll become more dangerous. But I think, I just seen this, online or whatever.
If you say TikTok, I swear to God.
I think it might have been TikTok.
Oh, my God. No, I'm joking. A 14-year-old Chinese girl telling you. Yeah. You know that voiceover?
5 ways corona can be killed with.
You know.
But that's just, from like polio and all that shit. Vaccines. They could only eradicate it when everyone got the vaccine.
Yeah.
But then that's when everyone's like, oh, that's Bill Gates.
Here comes super polio.
Yeah. Here comes Bill Gates.
If coronavirus is anything like the flu kind of evolves every year and they're able to keep up with it.
Yeah.
And people who are vulnerable go and get it. And, because that does happen every year. They'll be like, oh, this is for the fucking African this and the blah, blah, blah. They know what sort of flu they're fighting every year.
Yeah.
I had a flu jab for the first time ever, like last year. Obviously because of Maureen. I wouldn't be in the category where they'd want me in, Maureen was like, do you want to just go get that? And I was like, sure. Just went and got it anyway. And they were like, this covers you for, and then said a bunch of shit. The fucking East African, da-da-da, and the fucking whatever.
Did you feel shit after it?
No.
Not really?
I feel shit all the time, bro. Yeah, just like, what are the side effects? You'll feel tired, lethargic, and sad. And I'm like, all right.
More.
Drop in the ocean for me. Give me 2. Fuck it. No, I don't think I've ever felt anything after vaccines. And I've had a ton of them. I've had ones, going to Vietnam, and they're just fucking start giving you everything. Just like this one has 6-in-1.
Yeah.
You're like, this one's AIDS, rabies, and fucking something else. And in case you get bitten by a fucking AIDS-infected monkey with rabies, which is,
likely.
Yeah, she knows all the stats about that, but not about the vaccine.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, if you visit a temple in Bangkok, you're getting bitten by an AIDS infested monkey. How effective is this vaccine? I don't know what this is. They just leave a box of them here, and it could be anything. It could be water. I'm just sticking it straight in your veins. They'll probably kill you. In fact, I have no idea. But I don't know where I'm going with that. Yeah. Come on, Michelle. Heal up, love. Let me see what the latest on her is. Because I think everyone in the entertainment business is waiting around just going like, what's she going to say? Because she might well just, pop up and be like, that's me better now. No more gigs for anybody. But people are going absolutely nuts, man.
Yeah.
People are going to fucking Ben Nicky the other night. Do you see any footage from that?
Yep.
Fucking
chaos.
Fucking fireworks and shit. Our boy Nico from Pride and Pinion was there. Fucking bonkers, mate.
The Dutch love that dance music, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Even Dutch Frank there, his ma was like, we went to see Armin van Buuren at a fucking, you know, like...
No way.
This is like fucking 50-something. You know, Tiesto DJ'd at my 50th. I feel like you could DJ anywhere and people could be sitting there going, man, his mixing is cack.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, you play Born Slippy or Adagio for Strings and people go, man,
best night of my life.
It was fucking a dreamscape. I was floating through the club. I was made of glow sticks. I was glow sticks. I forgot for a second that I was in Thompson's. For those 4 minutes, my body, my soul came out of my body and I forgot for a second that I wasn't in, you know, the beach club 10 years ago. Let me tell you something, I've said this before. The beach club, if it opened up right now, would kill, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because people are all into that sort of ironic fuck. I mean, with like Instagram, you know what I mean? Like people would just be like hanging out there, fucking put a swing in it, bro.
Yeah.
Put a swing in it and get some chick on it. Like, oh my God, fucking live, laugh, love, you know? Get some fancy cocktails. The place would be killing it. And everyone slagged it. And I don't ever remember being that bad at all. I think like, when a club's pretending to be something that's not, is when you be like, this is shit. When you're trying to be really high-end and fucking cool and whatever, you go in there and you're like, man, this is bollocks. When you're supposed to be kind of cheesy, great night out.
Yeah.
Bring it back. My mate got in a fight outside the beach club one time and he had a kebab in his hand and he didn't even drop it. Chicken pakora on chips. And then I was like, fuck's sake. Where's my fork? Back to eating it. Unreal. You know that red chicken you get?
Yeah.
Pfft, tastes good, but you're just like, why is it so fucking red, bro? What is this? Blood? But yeah, it was one of the... And then I also have talked about this before, but the, you know, a friend of a friend there was at the bar and he ordered a drink and she turned around to get it. And he just bugged on the bar like... And then just lifted someone else's fresh pint and walked away.
Ugh.
And I went, I'm doing life wrong. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know? Thank you. Unbelievable. But yeah, I miss it. What other classics were around there? They used to have... Was the club called Precious or something? Is that what it was club? Or is that what it was called? That club?
Don't know.
Did I make that up? I'm going to have to look that up. It was before it was Box. That's how old I am. But you used to be able to go in there and they would do like 50p pints on a Sunday, which were probably just like, guys, we're getting rid of this before it gives you actual tetanus. So you can buy them for 50p. And you would go early and just get fucking absolutely leathered. Although it seems weird to be like in a nightclub drinking stacks of pints of tetanus.
Yeah.
That was where one of the first ever like viral sort of, oh my God, this girl's like fucking... fingering herself on a toilet. You know, one of the first videos that ever got like passed around. And even then, when I hadn't seen that many people fingering themselves in a toilet, I was like, this is not hygienic.
No.
Not at all. Pre-pandemic, I mean, decades before a pandemic. And the rise of internet porn and, you know, convenient wanking. I was like, man, that's disgusting. Because I've been in them toilets and, you know, you'd wear like your good fucking trainers in there. You'd be like, man, I got a fresh pair of fucking Converse. But that's it. And then, you know, you'd walk in there and just be like, I can feel it seep into my feet. I was at a stag do in a pub in the North Coast the other week. And I was like, I don't know if I should even bother walking into these toilets or I should just open the door and piss onto the floor now. Because I'm basically wading through piss. How do they get that bad? Are people just pulling their dick out at the door and just...
Yeah.
And then walk up to the thing. Too much piss. And then I've heard people working in different establishments being like, oh, that's nothing. You should fucking, you should go into the girls' toilets. I'm like, I won't. I'll try not to. Let's do a quick review of Mickey's stories here. He's coming on the podcast tomorrow. That'll be a Patreon exclusive. My life is so boring now that I live vicariously through people who can go drink. I think he was in the Heart Bar. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because also a strong chance I was kicked out of Thirsty Goat. People were live texting me or live DMing me while he was in the Thirsty Goat. Your boy Mickey's on it. You know, on it big style, sinking Skittle bombs, and then on his story, sinking Skittle bombs.
Class.
Another girl messaged me saying, oh, I told him he was like, I was a fan of his comedy and all, and then he fucking got like kicked. He just danced his way out of the place. And it was so weird to be like, who am I? The fucking, why am I getting all the information here?
Yeah.
As if I'm responsible for it. Mick, can you stop making a tit of yourself? You're letting the side down.
Man can't enjoy a night out.
Man can't enjoy a night out without fucking getting touted on.
I know, fuck's sake.
He's like, oh, he just danced, he got barred and danced his way out of the thing. And I was like, let me tell you, do you not know that he's absolutely the best at drinking? He's the best guy.
Professional.
That's what he does, man. And then sure enough, you know, I'm seeing this live. You kicked out a Thirsty Goat. Je regret. There he is. There he is. Give me a bit of sound there. Look at him. I could be your puppet. Because I'm and that was it, kind of, but you know what I mean, like, where's the one? Did he not get fucking walked out of the place? There he is. He's just getting fucking, She's pushing him.
She's raging.
She's furious. Get the fuck out. She's just pushing him about. That is fucking marvelous.
Also, how the fuck do you get kicked out of the Heart Bar?
You just gotta
be. Have you ever been on a Friday night? It is the fucking mentalest place ever.
Really? Well, that's a Sunday afternoon. I mean, everyone's turned around facing the music, and then Mickey's obviously just went, it's fucking time to shine and get up and dance. And then, but like, oh, of course.
Heart Bar's nuts.
Lockdown.
Oh, right.
Distance. Yeah. It, you know, it was, you know, if you went in there on a regular Sunday, it'd be pumping.
Yeah.
But they're probably like, you got to sit in your seat now. And he's like, the music's taking me, Pat.
My mate just
I belong to the there. I belong to the tunes. Oh, yeah?
So we used to go every so often. But fucking hell. It's nuts.
But yeah, obviously he was getting chucked out there. I notice not a lot of masks being worn by the staff. You know, if we're getting picky about it. That's a thing that I've noticed recently is like, why do the staff not wear masks? In a lot of places, it's like,
yeah.
It's like, you wear masks. Do you know what I mean? We're only in contact with you. You're in contact with everybody.
Are they meant to?
I don't know if they're meant to or they have to or not, but I feel like if I owned a business that was serving food, I'd be like, just put the mask on. I know it's annoying, but like,
put it on anyway.
Yeah, put it 100%. I mean, there are plenty of places like fast food places and all. And it seems to be like, you know, the shittier and more fast the food gets, the more fucking like things are in place for safety and health and safety, I believe it's called. You know, you go in, you'll see people like, oh, I work in fucking Subway or whatever, and it's like hairnet, face thing, mask, gloves. And then the better the restaurant, the more they finger the life out of your food.
Yeah.
Hey, we got 5-star, we got a Michelin star. Guys like, you know what I mean? Just everything's on the plate, like, you know, just fucking, there you go. Touched it a million times. That's chefs, isn't it? Licking their fingers. Let me just place that carrot there properly. Oh, wait a minute, there's something on it. You watch MasterChef and they're, you know, they're plating up or what's the other one? Great British Menu. They're putting all the three dishes down to get, you know, that last bit. It's like the guy's shit in his pocket. You know what I mean? Hold on. I need a fucking grape for the top of it. Wait a second. Where'd I... Oh, shit. Where'd I put my truffle? Oh, wait. Oh, it's in my back pocket. Here we go. Puts it back in the top pocket. And then you go for a fucking, you know, McChicken sandwich. Guy looks like a fucking... Like he works for NASA. That's not good. Anyway, how long have we been talking for?
35.
Feels like an hour and 35. What do you think of... what do you think of this for an idea? Somebody, I think it was Shane, was talking to someone. And they were talking about legitimately having a... celebrity boxing type, celebrity comedians boxing night.
Dangerous.
I'm gonna go back and see what the lineups were. Hold on, I think it's dangerous. Do you know what I mean? Let me see. No. I'm just trying to find where we had a chat with all the lineups. People were putting the lineups in there. Let me see. No, that's just a bunch of dicks there. As is that, this is great listening, guys. Great listening. Where is it? Anyway, I can't find it. But someone made up the matchups and it was like Woodsy versus Shane. These are all fantasy match. And, you know, people like Mickey were like, oh no, I'll commentate. Connor Keyes was like, I'll commentate. No. People were making up fights. I was supposed to fight Dave. Apparently, someone said, "Oh, sure, Paddy McDonald could fight Ronan Boyle." Is that his name? I don't know who that is. I think he's like does a podcast with Connor Keyes,
right,
or something.
Yeah.
And he was, and they're like, "Oh," and Paddy's like, "Who is this cunt? Is he a bet? He's a fucking kickboxer or something." But yeah, they had all these, and I looked at the thing, and I was like, basically, they've lined up someone with someone of equal fatness. That's how they plan out comedians fights. What height is this guy and who weighs the same as him in tits? It'd be a disaster. It'd be like I don't even know how much money you would raise, because it would obviously have to be for charity.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would be entertaining to watch, or would it just be two fat guys leaning on each other breathing hard. Who do you think would win, Woodsy and Shane?
Woodsy.
Think so?
Dangerous.
I think Shane would be so paranoid that he would get hit that he would just go on a massive offensive, just like, fucking don't touch me. And Woodsy would be like, fuck sake, sir. Thought we were really messing about.
Muhammad Woodsy.
Oh, what do you call him? Fucking, I don't know. Sugar Shane Todd. What were the other ones? Who else is there? It was like Kieran versus fucking Jordan Robinson or something. I was like, man, whose heart's going to explode first here? Me and Dave, who do you think would win? Deadly serious, break it down.
You.
Thanks. We move on. I don't know. Dave is obviously very thick and powerful.
Is he? I don't know.
Well, he's a fucking tank. Like,
big unit.
He's big. You know, you'd be worried if he landed a punch.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Because he's big lad. Like, but I think it would be the old case of just, you know, movement and cardio to get round that. Cover up.
Yeah.
You know?
Who else would there be?
Who else have we got in that group? There is a fucking list of... You see, the problem is it's on the group chat, it sparked a massive row.
Did it?
And it just went on and on and on for fucking ever. Let me see. Wait, there's Mickey actually hitting a punch bag. Okay. Let me go on back. Somebody. Who is fighting who? There was a list. Oh, yeah. So, Darren Matthews versus Sean Hegarty.
Right.
Not a bad one.
Yeah.
Heggs has trained a bit of boxing before. So, I reckon. But then, so is Darren. But then, I think Darren did a... He did a charity boxing match or something.
Oh.
And then Sean, but I think Sean has trained like for quite a while. He used to go somewhere up here, I think.
Yeah.
Fit guy, runs a lot. I'd probably say, oh, fuck, I don't know. I'd probably say Big Higgs. There's only one way to find out. Shane versus Woodsy. I'd say Shane probably, just with the athletic edge.
Yeah.
You could teach him to cut. Mickey versus Paddy.
Paddy. I think Paddy would win most, to be honest.
I know, he was saying that. He goes, I sure, they're fucking talking about Mickey fight me and all. Mickey goes, sure, I wouldn't want to hit you and all. And I was like, you wouldn't fucking get that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mickey did taekwondo one time, which means, you know, nothing. But he could roundhouse
you. I'd say, like, Mickey and Shane would be a good one.
Where someone's got a bit of a weight advantage and the other one's got, like...
athleticism.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, like, if you could... like, fitness is such a big part of it. So if you could teach Shane to, like, cover up and move...
Yeah.
Which is kind of what boxing is. Hit and not be hit.
I feel like that would be more
quite good. He'd be quite good at it.
It'd be enjoyable to watch.
I don't know how he would act if he did get hit. He'd be like moving around and sweating, bah, bah, and landing a few jabs, and someone would hit him. Like, he'd be like, get my solicitor. Like, immediately.
Out of his pocket.
Yeah. He's got fucking Dan on the side. He's like, the second a glove touches my face, you throw this fucking tile in, and I want you to dive in front of him to stop him hitting me. You know, be like, bang, and then he would just be like, claim. Yeah. This was not in the contract.
I feel Woodsy would be a good ref or something, you know?
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle of it.
Yeah. Shirt all blood now. Get out of the way, guys. Get out of the way.
And he could make up all the names.
Oh, yeah, because he's a pun guy. Yeah. Yeah, it would be interesting. And I've said, and then, of course, you know, Mickey was like, oh, of course you'd say that. But I was like, do a grappling one. Do like a, you know, like everyone goes to fucking jiu-jitsu privates for, you know, the run up to Christmas, and then you have like a grappling tournament. But I don't know whether that's as fun to watch. Is it more fun to watch people just knock the fuck out of each other?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, this is the problem. Worst case scenario, you know, they go in there and someone, like, imagine I went in to fight Dave Elliott and he just throws a fucking haymaker and just clubs me in the face, and I go and I just fall over and I'm in a coma, and I'm like, why'd I do this?
Yeah. But if you're wearing the helmets and all and big
helmets,
gloves,
do fuck all, like. Well, they sort of, you know, if you've got gloves you can cover up a bit, like, but yeah. You know, there's
it'd be fine.
I'd nearly rather not wear it and just fucking be able to. Best case scenario, gets a bit tired and I just fucking dig down and just rip him to the body, and he just collapses with a punctured liver. No head trauma.
Yeah.
You know, he just gets a bit puffed out, and I just, you know, like Tyson, all over the place, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's just like, ah, oh, fuck no. It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see a boxing match where a guy smokes a fag during the rounds.
Yeah. Old school.
Yeah. Mickey just sip a fucking Tennent's back in there. Be some crack.
God, I watched that thing, you know, Chris Eubank recently, and he fucking like paralyzed that man.
Yeah.
Fuck, I seen that recently. I was like, Jesus Christ. Brutal.
It's a fucking, it's rough. Like, you know, I love watching fighting, and then sometimes you do get the odd one where you're just like,
yeah.
Seen a thing on TikTok, an MMA fight. Some promotions around the world allow for kicks to a downed opponent. UFC doesn't allow it. So if you punch someone and they fall over, you can't stand up and kick them. You know, like you're in a street fight.
Right.
Some, like ONE FC, you know, they do allow for that. So you can, what they call like soccer kick someone in the head. So if you punch them and they stumble down on their hands and knees, you can just boot them in the face, which on one side you're like, right, is it a real fight or is it not? If it's a real fight, you should be allowed to kick someone in the face. And then you're like, if you want to keep it more like a sport, probably do without the, you know, point blank boots to the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bit rough. But anyway, this clip, this guy threw this massive right hook, bang, clipped the guy. The guy fell down, and just pretty much as his hands hit the ground, he's already out cold. The guy just boots him, like, back over onto his back. And the guy goes completely stiff, just like, you know, like, and the whole crowd's just like, oh my God.
Too much.
Too much, I think. But yeah, people fucking die all the time. There was a girl, some boxing match, I don't know where it was in the world, like, but she was like 18. Knocked out, dead. It's fucking, it's so dangerous, like.
Yeah.
Which is why I would be inclined to swerve a fucking charity boxing match. Because, like, you know, say you're a boxer for years, you might be slightly conditioned in your neck and your head and all to being, to be able to take a punch or roll with it or something.
Yeah.
Not fucking comedians just going, what's that there? Gink. My discs come out of my neck. But don't get it twisted, Dave. You'd be in trouble. You know, when I just rip you to the body. I just enjoy saying that. When you get ripped to the body a lot.
Tops off.
Tops off. Get those vests that come in between the tits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Tits out the side. Got the stringer on in between. Got the high pants.
Good crack.
They come... Probably. I mean, it fucking... Me versus Dave would be like Butterbean versus Butterbean.
Class.
Butterbean versus Kidney Bean. Oh, man.
Everyone should be, just be named after beans.
Yeah.
Pinto bean. Shane.
Yeah, coffee bean. Shane fucking jelly bean. No, I might be jelly bean. I enjoy that.
Stringer bean.
Stringer bean. Yeah, he could be stringer bean. Runner bean.
Yeah.
What has this podcast become? Bean talk. Welcome back to Bean Talk. This podcast, I feel like, is more of an announcement about what we're going to do in the near future.
Yeah.
Someone contacted you about taking photos for a band at the Jerry Cinnamon gig. Is that Thursday, Friday?
I'm not sure.
Friday, Saturday? It's been alleged that... now, maybe we should go and see Jerry Cinnamon for the banter.
Big Jerry.
Since we could probably get in there.
Yeah.
VIP action.
See what he's like.
Wanker, you know what I mean?
I'd say it'd be class crack.
No, I gotta go see him. Apparently, you know, somehow he must have been shown a clip or something from this podcast and he liked it and then followed me, which is wild. And then he would like the odd post and other people would see that because he's obviously like a proper account. You know, like a verified account. They'd be like, oh, Jerry Cinnamon likes this. And I get that comment quite a bit. Jerry Cinnamon likes this. So what I'm saying is, internet, hit him up, pester him online, and be like, since you're in town, big lad, come on round for a podcast.
Yeah.
In fact, I might just speak to the management and see if they're booking. Is he playing Custom House Square?
Not sure.
Or Ormo? Don't know. I could just contact them, be like, speak to his people, see if he wants to come in. And then, you know, it could be the scenario where he goes, what are you going through all the people for? Just fucking DM me.
Yeah.
I was trying to get verified there on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Purely for reasons like that. You know, if someone DM'd me and it had a tick beside it, I'd be like, oh, fuck, who's this? So I was trying to get the old tick there because we're above 40,000 followers, which I know is nothing. If it was a hot chick pulling out my tits, that'd be about 150, I feel like. But we're at 40, which is, yeah, that's good enough for me. But yeah, I applied for the verification. What a boner killer. It just said, you're not... let me read out what it says. You know, meanwhile, you can have a post there where, like, there's, like, fucking four other verified people commenting on the post.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, guys, my friends are famous. I screenshotted the response they sent. What was it? Go sneeze. Death. I don't know. It was just one of these sad, like, you do not qualify for verification. Is that it? No, that's just some girl slagging me on the internet. Story of my life. I can't find it. It was literally like, you don't qualify for this.
I feel like you need someone else to do it.
Was that
like, because like, you know, as soon as someone gets signed to like a label,
yeah,
they get a tick.
Yeah.
Or like if someone gets some sort of agent.
Or if you had a minor part on like a TV show or something, then you know, anything like that, you get verified.
I feel like that's, if anyone knows.
If anyone knows, if anyone's an Instagram expert, you know, it's one of them things. I'm like, I actually don't give a shit about it, but I'm just like, yeah. when it comes to things like that, if you could just directly approach someone that you wanted on the podcast, that might get you noticed a little bit more.
Yeah. Because I've seen people with like 4,000 followers who have been verified.
But I don't know what the crack was, because it was like, you need to send in three sort of like things of proof that there's some sort of interest. And I was like, right, well, here's all the podcast stats. Here's an article from like the Irish News or something.
Yeah.
About ahead of an SSE arena show.
Yeah.
And here's a fucking YouTube channel with whatever amount of subscribers and hits, you know. And they were like, not this time. Now, is it because my account profile said something like straight white male comedian like everyone else? Because I was being cheeky. But then, sure, there's loads of people verified that talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah. Is Tim Dillon verified?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is.
For sure.
Management.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to do with that.
I'll say to my management, I think it would be good if I was verified, and just like that, 3 years later, I'll do it myself.
Yeah. Boom.
Anyway, we got to get the fuck out of here. What sort of time are we on there?
51.
We're going to get back in here tomorrow with Michel de Bartolet. Hopefully he's not hungover as fuck. We are on the new schedule. Podcast out today, which will be Tuesday. And we won out on Thursday, and we will repeat that forever. We are introducing some tiers on Patreon. Don't worry if you're already on there for whatever amount of money you're on there for, because we're going to do a lot of tiers close together and then one larger tier. So that's the way it's going to happen. We got new merch coming out, got the Gender Banter merch. We're going to have more merch hopefully for available for purchase for the SSE show. And we're just waiting around for Michelle to get better and come out here and be like, go you on ahead, love, and do your SSE shows. Because, oh yeah, I forgot to mention that. Two support acts on the night. Mickey Bartlett, Aaron McCann. That's an exclusive. That's a fucking exclusive. I forgot to mention that up top.
Boom.
We also have DJ John Boy as the house hip-hop DJ. He's going to be in the corner. Things like that. It's going to be lit. We're having a party this time. Not the first time I did it, it was all, call it Godzilla and I'll be all epic and all. I'll walk out like, fuck me. Big riffs. Now I'm just here for the crack. I'm going to start drinking Friday about 1, and I'm not going to stop till Sunday at 1. Something like that. You excited for that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, might get some crew t-shirts going.
Yeah.
Some badass crew t-shirts. We'll try and film it. I dare say
we'll need like 400 zoomy lenses. Big yeah. Boys.
Yeah, if anyone wants to donate those.
Yeah, at least 400 millimeter.
400 mil. We're
400.
400. We're shooting from the car park.
Yeah.
We're setting the camera up in the office to get me on stage at the SSE. And
zoomies.
Big zoom boys. Do we take the gimbal on the stage like that Aziz Ansari special?
Yes, that'd be cool.
I mean, not at all fucking distracting to do a set with a guy just like
Louis C.K.
They did Tony Hinchcliffe's one take. They shot that all on stage.
There's a wee bit of that in that vlog when I was standing at the side of the stage, not the start. It's kind of cool.
Noticed that. Also, yeah, I will put that vlog up. I will put it on Patreon for a day or two, and then we'll do a general release. So it is a thing where it's just early access on the Patreon, and then I'll put it public because we've got to show that shit off, man.
Yeah.
Great work. And do you know what? I feel like it really added to it, the fact you missed that flight.
It did.
I think it's worth it in the long run.
It's funny.
What can you do?
Wee meme. Threw a wee meme in there.
Yeah. Which one?
It stopped and the music was playing. And then it said the text. Like, I missed my flight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that a meme?
Yeah, it's a wee meme.
Okay. I was thinking about when I had to cut that little bit out yesterday and all that text was coming up. I felt like putting in that photo that you took of me that I use on the podcast thumb of me just going.
Oh, yeah.
Just, if it just slid up from the bottom.
Yeah. You should.
Anyway, we'll get the fuck out of here. Get on the Patreon. We're going to have an exclusive podcast with Mickey Bartlett coming out Thursday. And we'll have a bunch of cool guests over the next few weeks. Operation schedule. Activate operation organization. Operation sort your life out. Apologies for any hit and miss Patreon podcasts. We are going regular AF. And we'll get the foot down, see what happens. Appreciate you listening. Do we have one more sponsor? FlowCBDLTD.com. The boys are cranking out gummies, and I had two of them the other day, and my eyelids heavy. If you're talking about one to sleep, bang two of them into you and fucking get a bath, and you'll not get out of it, is what I'm saying. Do we know what there is a general flow?
Yes.
Might be the code still active. If it's not, it's banter flow. One of those is supposed to be Patreon exclusive. I don't know. Try them both. General flow, banter flow. William's going to text me and probably be like, dude, WTF? I'm up a mountain here with six models and you fucking giving out the wrong... You're giving out the wrong code and I have to go home and ship all this shit. You've ruined my trip on a yacht with nine tens. The guy's life, man. Crap or what?
Hilarious.
Oh, man, yeah. Fucking just tired from the weekend. Oh, are you working? Nah, not so much. I was just staying in a castle with a load of models and stuff like that. Did a bit of a photo shoot. I'm red out. But I'm relaxed because I'm also full of CBD.
Loves it.
Loves it. The guy's winning. FlowCBDLTD.com for all your CBD needs. Oils. Best tasting oil in the business.
Yep.
Gummies, which save you dropping the fucking thing in your mouth all day. You can just go boop. And what else? They got bath bombs. If you want to get real fucking Whitney with it in the bath.
Oceanus.
If you want that Oceanus, they take the water from our glass harbour and full of petrol and whatnot, and they lift it up in seal dumps and they just pack it into some sand and CBD, and that's it. Oceanus in the bath.
That's great.
That's all lies. They smell nice and it's full of CBD. Good gear, anyway. Right, we'll get the fuck out of here. See you Thursday on the Patreon. Get on it. Take it easy. All the best.